It's just dark. It's dark here, and it looks. See, oh, so when I have it close to me, and down, it was the light that was making it all jacked up.
Okay, because I was thinking, because that one's yellow.
Yeah, so this one.
Do you wanna not have it as warm?
Hold on, let me see.
This one made you look super yellow.
So right here. So maybe if I do like this. Dang.
Loosen it.
See, now it looks right. Okay, it was because it was right. It was directly in front of the hot light. The hot light. Can I start? Is this live now?
Yeah, you're live right now.
Oh, hey y'all. We're trying to get all of our technology. This is the behind the scenes look that you were going for. I'm gonna give you all of the tea, y'all. Now listen. This is, oh, now that's wonderful. Sherelle keeps me looking dope. Look at her, y'all. She be working, working. Say hi, Sherelle. Hey, now look at us looking greasy at that angle. Non-greasy. Greasy, non-greasy.
Light.
Ah, I like that. Okay, and I like the sparkles. Now my light is right. Do I need to push go?
Yes, you can go live.
So, ladies and gentlemen out there, listen, if I have,
15 seconds.
hold on. Oh, let me get some of my sparkling water. Give me one more song, a short one. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we're gonna go to. Okay, never mind. Cut the
You
song.
ready?
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Let me get this one up.
Big player, here come the
Hold on.
prince.
So I'm not sure if I want to talk about. Do you have the sound ready from
Yes.
that debate?
Yes. Give
Let me see.
me.
I didn't realize they had fought a federal lawsuit. Okay. Let's go back on it.
Okay, give me 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna
You guys, we have a lot to talk about. So we're gonna be talking about local politics. And if you follow me on social media, you will notice that I don't really post a lot of personal things on social media. Just like if it's something major, I'll post it like Mother's Day lunch, Easter brunch, my kid's birthday or something like that. Something major. I'm not one of those posters who wants to take a selfie every 35 seconds and go, oh, look at my new lipstick, post. Oh, look what I'm eating, post. Oh, look what I'm doing, oh, post. I'm driving to work, post. No, I like to post when it matters and when it's significant. There's been a whole lot of significant things happening. And I need for you to, did your mama, did we get,
Yes, it's on
is it on,
the runner show.
so it's on the running show? Which one is it? Because I didn't
It
see it
should
on the one
be
I have on
right.
my
It should be
iPad.
right above the first link on there.
Okay, so what first we're going to do one or two, maybe like 35, 40 seconds on the trans case, and then we're going to go into Missouri City,
Okay.
and then we're going to do my own personal case.
Okay.
And
That sounds
then
great.
let's see, I think that's it. So let's cut this song out.
Okay.
It's taking too long.
You
I
ready?
like the song though. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Do I need it? I'm already live
You
on
are
both.
live.
So let's see
Okay.
if we can get this platform right. Let me get off Blac Chyna, Rob Kardashian, Jada Pinkett is done.
You
Okay, yeah.
scroll down to politics.
Huh?
You scroll down to
I don't see
politics.
my. Hold on.
Get out of it, then get back in.
Yeah. Is that at the very bottom?
No, it should be the first one under politics.
Ooh, child. Hold on. I don't see it at all. I don't have it on here at all about the Missouri City.
All right, let me.
Can you send it to me as its
Yes.
own separate something? Oh, wait. Nope. I have two runs of show. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see.
I'm
Let's
gonna
see. Let's see.
reshare.
Let's
I'm gonna
see.
stop sharing and then
Oh, you know
share.
what? It's not a thumbnail.
That's weird because it's popping up.
No, I found it. I got it.
You got
Okay. Yeah,
it?
I got it. All right,
Okay.
we ready. We ready.
Okay, good, because the song's
All
over.
right. My pits. My Why are my pits looking all sweaty? Oh, it's the light. I have on deodorant. It's not musty in here, y'all. It's just a little wet. That's human. If you get Botox in your armpits, you won't sweat.
You
That's all right.
are on.
I'm ready. All right, everybody, we are back. How did you like hearing from that super duper intelligent Black girl magic spell woman graduate, Nicole Roberts? You know, I really pray that she wins. I'm not sure. Listen, if anything else, she educated the listening population to this show, unless y'all already knew that your mud was your water bill and they set the prices on all that kind of stuff. But we're gonna switch over to more local politics. Right out here in Harris County, there is a city called Missouri City, that's on the outskirts of Houston. And baby, let me tell you, remember when I had on my show? Now, Here is what's going to happen. I'm just saying this. God loves It's Debatable with Attorney Nyanza Elmore. You want to know the proof? Because when I have candidates who are seeking election come on my show, they either win their election or they make it into a runoff. Let me tell you, and it doesn't even matter if it's more than one person. Monica Riley was my very first guest that was in a campaign that was on my show, and she won her city council position seat for Missouri City Council. And then after that, I had two candidates, Jolanda Jones and Danielle Keys Best, on my show, both of them on my show on the same day, talking about their candidacy running for the state rep position that was once held by Garnet Coleman out there in District 136. So both of those ladies made it into a runoff. So they're voting in a minute. So, and now we've got Nicole Roberts, who was on my show. And if God says the same, she's going to win her election. So It's Debated with Attorney Nyanza Elmore gives you all that you need to go ahead and win your campaign. So if you feel like you want to win something, you better come on my show. First of all, you have to be invited. So don't just send me some emails. It's not like you can just jump up on my show. I'm just letting you know. You should probably figure out a way to get to Sherelle to get to me. Anyway, so what's been happening now out there in the wonderful city of Missouri City, because after Monica Riley was elected to the city council position, I never paid any more attention to what was going on out there, because I felt like as long as Monica Riley was out there, Mountain Moving Monica would make sure everything stayed on the up and up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the praying and wishing and hoping I was doing, it didn't even work, because guess what? The Missouri City manager was put on administrative leave. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like more than 3 months since the other city manager, listen, Missouri City Charles Tink Jackson is out on leave, and the residents don't even know why. It looks like the city council emerged early April 5th after 3 hours in a closed executive session where they opted to place Jackson on paid administrative leave for 60 days pending an investigation into allegations surrounding him. Now, the motion to place him on leave came shortly after city council person Vashondra Edwards made a motion to dismiss Jackson. And Edwards asserted her motion was based on evidence released during the closed session about Jackson that allegedly violated the city's charter requirements about ethical tenets and hiring and firing individuals in his office. Now, aside from those brief comments that prefaced a 6-1 vote in favor of placing him on leave, no one associated with the city has provided any information. Here's what I know to be true. The last city council, city manager was fired, like, after having been on the, have been retained and been working for them for like, what, 10 years or so like that. He was the black city manager that was fired when Yolanda Ford, the first black woman ever elected to be the mayor of Fort Bend County, was on the board. And basically, Yolanda Ford had a divided board because she was for the ouster of the former city manager. She fired him. And then basically she didn't get reelected. So they hired this new city manager, Charles Tink Jackson. And it looks like after that closed board meeting, they were going to try to ouster him without even giving him due process. Now, where they do that at? Now, thankfully, I'm thankful that Monica Riley was actually on the city council. Thankful for all those voters who voted for her to win, because she is one of the persons that is advocating due process. Whether or not there are allegations made against someone, the person needs to be afforded due process under the law. You know, they afford you due process under the Constitution, which is the 14th Amendment due process clause, to where somebody makes a claim against them, they need to make an actual investigation to determine the veracity of the allegations that were made. If there is any evidence supporting those, then the board needs to come back with their evidence, and based on the evidence they have garnered in their investigation, then decide whether or not the person should be removed and replaced, or if they should be brought back off of administrative leave and put back in their rightful place. So you know what? If the Missouri City Council, if y'all were up there trying to get somebody dismissed without giving them due process, y'all need to be removed. You're not going to be able to get away with that kind of crap, because from what I hear, it sounds like the mayor of Missouri City is a conservative who has held the position for 30 years, and he's basically been running. Oh, is he not there anymore? So he wasn't one running it. But word on the street says that he handpicked some of these people that were on the city council and that he has been funding money to the campaigns of the people that are now on the city council to keep them in power. You know how they like to operate like puppet masters when they're no longer on the board? Kind of like what they're accusing people of doing out there right there in Harris County, being controlled by these people are saying that the Harris County Commissioner's Court is basically not being run by Lena Hidalgo, who is the county judge who would basically chair the commissioner's court, but by another commissioner. So if this is happening, I hope that Missouri City is going to afford due process to Charles Tink Jackson, because guess what, ladies and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, about politics. Hunty, if you are a person that follows me on social media, or if you visited my website, or visited my website, it's not on there, but and know that on Facebook and Instagram, I rarely post things that like happen to me like on a daily basis. Like I'm not the kind of person that's gonna take a selfie and say, ooh, do you like my lipstick? Look at this. I don't post every day. And people that post every day that are on my Facebook, that are my friends, I unfollow them. I stay friends, but I unfollow you. I don't wanna see what you're eating. I don't wanna see what you're doing every single day because you're not that interesting. So last week, won't he do it? Last week, I posted something about a case that was heavily litigated where during my campaign for United States Congress, my opponent filed a lawsuit against me for defamation for the allegation that I brought to light that people in the street have been talking about for a long time and have been feeding information to me during my campaign against my opponent that he had committed domestic violence against his wife. So it came out in my campaign. Well, the opponent that it was alleged about sued me for defamation and slander. And then here's, I'm gonna tell you the tea so you can get the real tea. See, I wanted to make sure I talked about this one time when it was all settled and done with, ladies and gentlemen. Cause let me tell you something about God. God does not like ugly honey. When I made the allegation that I got from two very credible sources, I refused to reveal my sources. You know what? Let me tell you something. I am a stand-up woman. No, I'm not a gangster, but I believe very, very truly that if I get some tea from somebody and then I go ahead and put the information out there, I'm not the kind of chick that's just going to go ahead and reveal my source and try to be like, well, it's on them. Heck no, I don't mind taking the heat because it's my decision to go ahead and put out there the information that I get. I'm not one of those people who's going to take a deal. Like if you tell me who it is, I'm not going to extort money from you. Well, my opponent tried to extort $200,000 out of me, ladies and gentlemen, saying that if you don't pay me 200 grand, since I know you got it, then I'm going to go ahead and keep this lawsuit going. I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. And I ain't giving it to you. I'll see you in court. So he sued me. And then the Republican judge, the person who sued me was a Republican, okay? He ran in the Democratic primary against me for Congressional District 22. So he ran as a Democrat. So basically, a lot of people told me that he was put in my race to make sure that I would not win my primary, because if I won the Democratic primary, then more than likely, I would cause District 22 to go Democrat in the general election because I was going to beat the Republican on the other side. So it was alleged that they put the token Negro grow to run against me so that it would split the black vote, which it did. And then he had to figure out a way to try to get a best on me because I kicked his butt and my opponent's butt in the debate that we had in August. I kicked their butt so much that he even had to say, you did a great job in the debate. Yeah, you won the debate between all of us. Yeah, I know I won. I'm the smartest one. But after that, I guess, you know, maybe the Republicans were like, hey, you got to do something to take her down. You need to take down Nyanza Davis Moore because she's going to win the election and she's going to turn District 22 blue and have it liberalized. Which, yes, I was. But he jumps in, files this lawsuit against me, an injunction in Brazoria County, and gets his Republican judge friend, remember he's a Republican running as a Democrat, and just let you know he did not vote for Obama when Obama ran the first time. He voted as a Republican against Obama. So this black man voted against the black president, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Anyway, so he goes ahead and has the Houston Chronicle Instead of serving me with a lawsuit, I mean, I live right there. My address is public. Everybody knows I've been living in the same house for 16 years. He goes out there, and instead of actually serving me with the notice to appear at the temporary restraining order hearing right down there a few miles from my house, he went ahead and called the Houston Chronicle, gave them a copy of the lawsuit, and had them down there at the courtroom, and I was the only one who was not there. I was the party who was not there. But his homeboy judge went ahead and signed an order without any notice to me. And then the Chronicle puts it all in the paper, girl. My beautiful headshot. Let me tell you something. I don't take a bad picture. Okay? I do not. So my campaign headshot was funneled on to CNN, MSNBC, and spread all across the land. Oh, judge orders candidate Nyanza Davis Moore to stop talking about domestic violence. Well, let me tell you what God did. Now, at the moment when that happened, I was like, oh. Okay, he's trying to cover me. I'm sorry. When you know that you're right, and when you know that you got your law degree from the Thurgood Marshall School of Law, and you graduated magna cum laude, and you were president of the Honor Society, and you were on the dean's list every single semester at the law school, and you were the managing editor of the Law Review, and you were one of those recent graduates from Thurgood who got that $150,000 base pay and salary job back there in 2001. And you didn't have to jump out there and immediately on your own work for yourself because all of the big law firms were asking to come for you. Well, then that means you probably know how to read and interpret the law. In Texas, we have what is called the anti-slap law, which means that you are allowed to say anything that you want to about a person who is a public person. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a public person. I was on Fox News for 3 years. So anytime the trolls on Twitter and the conservative movement were dogging me out and trolling me while I was on Fox 26 News about all the times I was talking crap about Donald Trump, I could not go out there and sue all of those people out there in the Twitterverse for dogging me out. I just had to just go ahead and take it like a champ because I'm a gangster. I was like, yeah, that don't bother me. Sticks and stones. Well, if you are a public figure, then you cannot sue people for defamation and slander unless you can prove, number one, that what they are talking about is not something that community needs to hear, which means it's not that important. And number two, that you have to make sure that there is malice there. If you are a malicious, see now, I knew that there was a lot of malice out there with the Twitter trolls, but I was like, I don't have time to see y'all rugrats. I don't care what y'all say about me because Trump is a troll in and of itself. But this person who is a public figure sued me, and then the Court of Appeals, see, let me back down to that Brazoria County Court of shenanigans. So the judge, we filed a motion to dismiss that baseless, frivolous, whack lawsuit that was filed against me, basically just so that my opponent didn't have to face me in another debate, because he really just wanted the debate canceled, which was fine. He ended up taking a lot of my voters away, and so I didn't win the primary, which was fine because he lost too. But God knew, God said this, Nyanza, don't worry about that. You're not even going to be in District 22 when all of this is said and done. You're going to be gerrymandered into District 9. And so one day when it's time to run in District 9, you have another Democratic district that you can run in. Well, guess what? I didn't decide to go ahead and just let that dismissal go unpunished. So by law, in the anti-slap law in Texas, if the defendant who's being sued for defamation or slander files a motion to dismiss and the judge does not make a ruling on the motion to dismiss, the motion is automatically denied if it's not ruled on by 60 days. So it's like basically an administrative denial. So the judge in our case, we had to file our appeal because the judge, the Republican judge, didn't rule on it. So I'm sure he's trying to get us out to his homeboy. That's fine. It's like, dude, I was like, I don't care. I went to Thurgood, baby. So my lawyers, now let me just tell you something. Lawyers out there, we all know amongst ourselves, if you represent yourself, no matter how smart you are, no matter how many degrees you got, no matter how many times Nyanza was on the dean's list, no matter that Nyanza graduated magna cum laude from Thurgood Marshall, no matter any of those, Nyanza always understood that any lawyer that represents himself has a fool for a client. Well, you probably should have told that to my opponent, the dummy on the other side, who let his own law firm represent him. And guess what? My briefs that were submitted by the gigantic law firms that represented me, you know, I go with the giants, you know, a person who talks as much as I do always has to have enough coins in the bank to put their money where the mouth is, baby. And I got enough coins to back up what I say. So I paid my high-priced attorneys the same way Johnny Depp and Blac Chyna did, baby. And I dropped those checks and kept it moving. And guess what? My case, I got a judgment issued by the Court of Appeals. The 14th Court of Appeals ruled in my favor 100% hands down. And let me tell you something. For the lawyers out there, they already know this. The Court of Appeals entertains every single case that is up on appeal across the state of Texas. When they make a ruling on a case, sometimes they will issue a written opinion, which is usually several pages that explains what the situation was in the case, what happened at the lower court level that botched it up, and then how they are interpreting the law and applying it to the current set of facts in the appeal. They issue an opinion. If the court publishes the opinion, then it becomes a case that is entered into the law journals in perpetuity. And in all of the cases across Texas, my anti-SLAPP case, Nyanza Moore and Friends of Nyanza Davis Moore versus Derek Reed, was a public opinion that was issued in my favor that went line by line, where the judge wrote in several pages the raggediness of the lawsuit that was brought against Nyanza Moore and her campaign. It also spelled out how this case, they could not prove any of the allegations that were put forth by my opponent, and that my opponent did not come up with one single shred of evidence to support his case, and they really couldn't understand how it got to the Court of Appeals. But they made a very, very specific note that it was on the administrative that my case was not dismissed. And they're like, we're going to dismiss it and we're going to issue a judgment against Derek Reed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, go look it up. A judgment from the 14th Court of Appeals was issued against Derek Reed, where he has to pay Nyanza Moore and Friends of Nyanza Moore all of her very, very, very expensive reasonable attorney fees and costs of court from what happened at the lower level, and all of my case, my costs for this appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? So if you're part of my Facebook friends or my Instagram friends, you can go up and pull up the judgment that I posted on my page, which basically had a verse from Timothy. I didn't need to really say anything. You get to read the judgment that we kicked the other side's butt, hands down. And let me tell you, you cannot sue as if you are a public figure and you are too thin-skinned like Donald Trump and you're too weak to have people talking about you and feel like I need to go to that. I'm going to file a lawsuit because you hurt my feelings, or I was losing so much in the race that I need to file a lawsuit to go ahead and stop your fire. Well, guess what? This is worse, because now the way God saw fit, he didn't want it to be dismissed at the lower court level because nobody would have known about it. The Houston Chronicle wasn't up there trying to find the follow-up, but guess what? Bloomberg News put it out there at 3 o'clock on the day that the court issued the judgment, and it went on the national news. So where the Houston Chronicle may have been in the pocket and may have been a little biased for the conservative that ran against me as a Democrat for the one time, well, Bloomberg is unbiased, and guess what? Bloomberg put it out there. Ladies and gentlemen, God is good, and I just wanted to make sure you all understood that God saw fit that when you're talking about something that is relevant and that the community would need to know, that nobody can sue you. And if you are a public figure, I'm a public figure. I can't sue y'all if y'all talk crap about me. And first of all, I don't have time for that bull crap. I'm too busy trying to make money legitimately and not off of lawsuits. I don't need to collect. So when I was being extorted for $200,000, I said, I ain't paying it. Take it all the way up. Because guess what? Guess what? I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of this back tea because you're listening to my radio show. Well, the lawyer representing the other side had the nerve to try to do his extortion game on my lawyer by saying, guess what? I know Nyanza Moore is in the media, and I know that reality shows are always trying to get her on the show. I don't think she's going to want the people to know about this lawsuit. I don't think she's going to want people to know anything about a lawsuit that she's involved in if she's going to be on the Real Housewives. Yes, the hater did. And my lawyer said, we don't care about that. And Nyanza doesn't care. Put it on there. Actually, it make for very good TV. If I was involved in a lawsuit and I got to be on The Housewives, it seems like you either have to be going to jail or getting sued to be famous. So I can check that box. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that if you're out there and you're listening, go find me on Facebook at Nyanza Moore. Find me on Instagram at Nyanza Elmore. But you're going to see the judgment on my Facebook page because I didn't post it on my Instagram. But I will. You want to go see the court case? Well, it's going to be in all of the reporters for the Southwest Reporter. That's what they call the law books. So when you go down into the law library, my case is on LexisNexis and in Westlaw. And if you want to see, if you want to see a smart lawyer that graduated from Thurgood Marshall defeat another lawyer that graduated from Thurgood. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the one who sued me went to Thurgood too. I was sitting on the front row, clearly. All right, that's all I have to say about that. And for all of you who are out there, now listen. Now, if y'all heard me about a month ago when I said that there's some people who are putting some stuff out there about me. Now, if you heard about the anti-slap, as a public figure, I cannot sue anybody if you want to talk trash about me. I can't sue you unless I can prove that there was malice behind it. Well, guess what? I'm about to get this check back in for all my court costs and fees, and I'm going to use that same money and go ahead and start suing some people. Yes, 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 yes. So be very much on the lookout. All y'all out there who happened to be on that other person's team, I know you were supporting that person. Unfortunately for you, it's a bad day for you because the law is on my side. And guess what? I have the coins to go ahead and make some arguments and file some lawsuits. I'm not going to have to do it myself. I'm going to use the very same law firm to sue you all if you peddled that $30,000 lie. And you know what? If you peddled that I'm a cocaine user, I'm going to go ahead and sue you too. So if you're out there, you better get your coins ready. You better get your coins ready. You better lawyer up now because right now I'm 1-0. And my first one was a huge win. And my second and third will be huger wins. I don't know if what huger is a word, but I think I coined a new word. It'll be more huger, bigger. Coins. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I just had to go ahead and give you some of that local tea because while Lena Hidalgo is out there worried about what's going to happen with the three people that were indicted on her camp, I was not even concerned about what was going on with mine because I wasn't representing myself. And we had been on appeal. We filed our appeal, ladies and gentlemen, in April of 2020. The appeal was filed, and the court just gave its decision last week on April 21st, which is 2 years and a couple of weeks that it took for them to make that wonderful decision. So if you're looking to sue somebody for defamation, if they talk crap about you, you might need to go ahead and pull up my case and see whether or not you're going to win or lose, because the judges really did a great opinion write-up. And I have to tell you this, if you love what you're hearing on my show, then I just want you to know that I will always give you the tea on the celebrities, baby, because they're public figures. Hello. They can't sue me unless they can prove malice. The things that I'm talking about are newsworthy. So if you have some tea that you want to slide my way, just go ahead and slide some on over to me. You need to call me at 713-448-0176 or send me a direct message. I get messages in about good tea that's going on all over the place, and I will air out your good tea. Now, I would like to go ahead and have you turn some of your attention off of Nyanza Moore and Friends of Nyanza Davis Moore, what was just adjudicated in the Court of Appeals, 14th Court of Appeals in Texas. And, you know, I'm doing a little bit of gloating because, you know, I tried to keep my mouth shut while all of this was going on, but I knew I was going to win because God said I was. He told me a long time ago. He said, don't pay that man $200,000. Don't pay him nothing. Just hold out. You'll win in a big way because, you know what? Being published, this opinion. See, at first I was like, why did he have to go ahead and call the Houston Chronicle to come out there to the courtroom and blast this all over the news media? And he tried to be funny and have me served like a month or 3 weeks later in the Houston Chronicle offices when we were there to get our interviews for the endorsement. And I was like, dude, you're dumb. That won't go work. Anyway, I won. So I'm having a winner's. I'm making the run around the block in the winner's circle. Hoo-hoo. Yo, if you all are looking for a great law firm to represent you, if you shout out to my legal team. Yes, Sean Johnson, best young lawyer. Let me tell you something. I'm a lawyer of 21 years. The lawyer that I hired has half of my years. But you have to know who to go with. Sean Johnson was at Buford Perry. I hired that giant law firm to go ahead and represent me. He has since gone off on his own, and I would recommend Sean Johnson. He is a very capable. He kicked the other team's crappy butts, and they had like five lawyers that they are all homeboys. If you start your own law firm with your homeboys, don't you then go represent yourself thinking that you know how to defend each other, because y'all are all sitting around looking foolish. Because now all of y'all, lost very publicly. And Nyan Zamore is going to tell you all that in this instance, the black woman was represented by the white boys and the brothers was representing themselves. Now you see how that works. I don't discriminate when it comes to legal representation. I just want the best person to represent me. While y'all out there worrying about black on black and black on this and hire black, no. You better find somebody who can win. Case in point, don't hire your friends to represent you. Don't hire yourself. Go find somebody who has won on these cases or whatever kind of case you're going through. If you have a raggedy lawyer right now out there representing you in criminal or family law or anything, you better fire them and go pay more money. Pay more money. All right? Pay for what you think is worth it. I paid a lot. So guess what? I get all my money back. Plus the cost. Thank you. So if you see me riding around in a new big body, you'll know why. Because that means she just got a check, baby. Boom. Can you say payday? All right, everybody. I got to go ahead and sign off. If you want to look for the case, it's Nyanza Moore and Friends of Nyanza Davis Moore versus Derek Reed. R-E-E-D. Black on black. In the Court of Appeals, black girl wins. That's all you need to know. Black girl wins. And the opinion was published. Thank you, 14 Court of Appeals, for knowing how to read the law and interpret the law. I'm going to vote for each of you to be reelected. I don't care what party you are in. I don't know. I know one of you is probably a Democrat because I do remember the breakdown. But a Republican is the one who came up with the anti-SLAPP law, because a Republican who was running for a judge position said something about his opponent and his opponent sued him. So what did he do? He won the election, became a member of the Court of Appeals, and then wrote a new law called the anti-SLAPP law. And here I am, another candidate who is in front of the Court of Appeals, who got to actually use the law and put it in practice and have the Court of Appeals write an opinion that relates it to two people running for office who are both public personalities. All right, I guess I'll probably be staying in the public. The other person probably won't want to come out in public for some years. Matter of fact, if I was him, I would just go into hiding. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Happy Thursday. I will see you back. If you want to go ahead and inbox me, I will send you a copy of the written opinion, which is splendiferous and fantastic and amazing and shows exactly how incompetent the other side was for submitting not one piece of evidence, not one. The judges were like, how are you going to win on appeal when you don't have any evidence? Well, I guess Nyanza wins hands down because there's no evidence from the other side. The other side seems to think that what they submitted as evidence is not evidence. Do they need to go back to law school? Maybe so. Thurgood, what's up? I know I didn't graduate the same year, but in my years, I was really learning how to interpret the law. Maybe y'all had some slacking off going on in those years where the other person was there. I don't know. Maybe they had different professors. I don't know. But either way, I had the right professors. Shout out to Thurgood Marshall professors that were there between the years of 2001 and 1990. Bye, everybody. Be good to each other. If you get sued, hire a great law firm. If you want any advice on who I can recommend, just inbox me. I'll give you everybody. And I don't give any input on racial background. I don't care. You could be transgender, represent me as long as you're good. All right, bye, everybody. Boom, 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 boom. So let me tell you something. I have to say that for everybody, listen, when that bull crap, crappy mess was put out there by the Houston Chronicle, oh, the judge tells her to be quiet, and they sent it out there, I wasn't bothered about that. It didn't bother me. The very next day after all that came out, you had a whole bunch of haters on social media. Oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Some of the people that were like in my crew were like, you're not supposed to talk about it. You shouldn't make allegations. When it involves somebody's children, that should just be enough. Girl, bye. First of all, when you're running for office and you hear, and then you actually do some type of investigation of your own, like, I guess there might be some there. But they should basically just say, no, it's not true, and move on. But whenever somebody decides to go all in, filing lawsuits, trying to rewrite, if you didn't do something, just say, what me? The same person threw, both of my opponents in that race, there was like three of them, they all threw allegations out against me. I was like, that's all you got? That's it? What else you got? I was the only vagina in the election, and it seemed like I was the toughest one, baby. One of them was walking around there in pink polka dotty socks, pretending that he was not in the closet, where a whole bunch of people said that he was in the closet. I was like, who wants to put that out there? But some kind of way, he got the whole transgender community to start trolling me. What was I going to do? I don't care about that. But if you're in a campaign and you're too thin-skinned and you're not used to somebody talking mess about you, then you shouldn't run. I mean, are you one of those people that needs to be like, well, you get a participation credit? Like, you're probably, the parents out there who are saying, well, I don't think that you should give out first, second, and third place. You should get everybody, every child should get a ribbon. Well, if that's the kind of campaigner you are, then you're too weak to run. And maybe more women need to run, because women seem to be tougher than the pansy men that don't have enough nuts to run against a girl who is beating them at their game. And when they get so nervous, because it looked like at the time that this lawsuit was filed against me, the polling numbers had me at leading their butts hands down. I was getting calls from DC. Oh, you're winning. And then obviously they were getting those same calls. Do something. Pull the trigger. And so those two ninnies, my two male opponents, there was a lot more, but those are the only two that matter. They decided they would go in cahoots. One of them lost miserably against the Republican when he won the primary. And then he took up his little carpetbagger and then moved his butt back up to Virginia, where he became from. And then the other one, I guess he just went back to being a Republican. Because guess what? If you are a black man who is actually an alpha, phi alpha man, like my dad and my husband, if you're an alpha that voted for the Republican against Obama back in 2008, well, then we know when you vote. Oh, and another thing, he voted in the Trump election to make sure Trump won that primary. So if you're that guy, then what kind of black man are you? You need to be having more gravitas. What? Did a girl say something to you that hurt your feelings? Did I hurt your feelings, black man over there? Did I make you feel bad? Well, who are you gonna sue next? The 14th Court of Appeals? Please, go get your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what? I ain't never scared. And if they, listen, just watching me on Fox News every single Sunday getting a proposed beatdown from the Trumper trollers that were trying to come for my neck when he was running against Hillary Clinton, if you didn't know any about my record, I will bring the fight to you, boo. I'm not ever scared of anybody. I've never been that girl. And I'm one of three girls that Ernest Davis raised to fight like men. So basically, if you have to go use the law to shut me up, it didn't work. Because look, now I have a radio show. Okay, and where you at? Are you sitting at home watching me? To all of my haters, look, I have to say, I know it hurt your feelings. I know it put you in a dip. I know you're feeling some type of way. Last week when I posted that judgment, because you all were believing that I was this horrible person for making the allegation that there was some domestic violence issues that had been alleged. Y'all thought I was such a bad person for saying that. Well, guess what? I'm the kind of person that's going, I'm going to put it out there. I am. If it's newsworthy, I'm going to talk about it. And that's why I'm successful. Yeah, I am. God would not let me win if I was wrong. So maybe you need to do some self-reflection. And if you were one of those people who were like out there like, oh, no, he's so innocent. Well, maybe you need to go ahead and help him pay those legal fees back to me. Maybe you need to go ahead and write a check. Because anytime I say something, I don't write checks that my ass can't cash. So sitting from the winner's corner up here at 95.3 Jam Studios in Houston, Texas, from the winner's circle, I bid you adieu. And I want to say to that other winner, Emmanuel Macron, out there in France, who beat Marine Le Pen, the racist nationalist Nazi sympathizer that was running against him for the French presidency last week. Congratulations, Macron, being able to fend off the Nazi. You and I both had great weeks. You won and I won. And guess what? This win for me is recorded in all the state bar journals, baby, in every legal periodical, because the anti-slap against defamation cases will always be referred to, because my case is the precedent-setting case. Bloop, bloop, bloop. at the Court of Appeals. When they write the opinions, baby, they get published. Hmm. Now, if they didn't publish it, that means they don't necessarily want other judges to use this opinion as something to go by. But they used mine as the model case. Do you hear me? Do you hear me over there? Do you hear me over there in the Derek Reed campaign camp? Do you hear me over there? All those supporters who are like, oh, we're going to get her. Well, you got me. You sure got me, didn't you? It feels good to be got. Because you know what? It seems like, and let me just say this, if you listen to a couple of my episodes, it seems like whenever in my particular life, if you tried to come for a child of God, I didn't even say this on the air, I saved it for this on purpose. If you come for a child of God and you're doing everything you can to destroy that person, and you have to wonder why it seems like that person still gets to become successful and still keeps on going up and up and up and up no matter what the haters try to do. Don't you understand that very verse in the Bible said, when God is for me, who can be against me? I didn't worry about none of that lawsuit mess. I was not humiliated or embarrassed when the Chronicle, CNN, MSNBC, every news media outlet was talking about. I wasn't embarrassed. I was not embarrassed at all because I felt like, you know, I'm that girl. Now, at the end of the day, I knew what I was talking about, baby. And see, when you're saved, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized, you don't worry about those things. You just let God take care of it. And let me tell you something. When you come for children of God, it's happened to me when this girl was an AKA hater of mine and tried to blackball me for life. What did God say? Oh, don't worry about the blackball from that hater. She's a loser, number one. And you might have gotten rejected from AKA, but guess what? You're going to be an international officer elected by the entire body of Alpha Kappa Alpha women. And your name is going to go down in the history books, Nyanzik, because that's the way I need to handle that whack hater you got. Because you don't realize how much hating she's doing on you. But I'm going to put you on a worldwide stage to make sure she can always remember that. She put you into the history books. And guess what? Derek Reed, thank you. Thank you for putting me into the Texas Bar Journal. Thank you for putting me into the Texas Southwest Reporter as to kicking your butt in a court of appeals decision. Because guess what? Now, once again, God made me national news on a good thing. So now I'm in the history books. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? All you got to do is stay faithful, ladies and gentlemen. You do. Just stay faithful. And bloop, 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 bloop. Go read the lawsuit. All right, I got to go. Come on, let's do the thumbnail.
You ready?
Oh, and shout out to TSU. I'll be at the gala on Saturday. Yes, I will. It's going to be so good to see you all out there. And I have not been to the TSU gala because at first I thought that they was just basically taking the money that we were donating and giving it to the president, the old president. So now that it's the new president, I'm going because at first I was like, ooh, is somebody saying that there was an allegation out there that there was misuse of the funds that were collected? So now that they have a new president who is a graduate of Texas A&M University and who is also an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, I feel confident enough that the funds will be distributed in the right way. Okay, let's do thumbnail.
Mm-hmm. Hold it for 15 seconds.
We ready. Boom, boom, boom. You know, let me tell you something. Oh, and another thing about that lawsuit. There's a Facebook page called Speak Out and Tell the Truth. The imbecile that sued me alleged that I was the owner, administrator, and the creator of the Speak Out and Tell the Truth Facebook page. I don't have anything to do with that Facebook page, but Speak Out and Tell the Truth. The Court of Appeals wrote about that website where he alleged that I owned it. No evidence, because I know the owner of it. He was mad that Facebook page had a lot of traffic to what I said. So he thought I was in control. You loser. How does it feel to be a loser? You're a Republican. You know what it feels like to lose like Trump. You voted for Trump anyway. You needed to lose like him. Okay, let's go.
Hey, you ready?
Yeah. Big old loser. Shout out to Shantae. Shantae, girl, we won. And I'm going to publish an opinion later so all you guys can read the buffoonery. And when you realize that there was incompetence facing the downtown law firms on my side, baby, you'd be like, you might want to really, really, really think about representing yourself or having your homeboys represent you in a lawsuit against somebody who is smart, which would be me, who is smart enough to put my money into the law firm that's going to rep me. Okay. Thumbnail.
You ready? Hold the Instagram, look straight.
Winning. This means winner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Got it.
Great. Winning. Remember, Trump's a loser. Well, if you're a Republican that switched to be a Democrat, aside from King of Hog, you're a loser. Let's go, loser. You're a loser.
Hold it.